Hello everyone. So the pastor asked me just to record a short bit of my testimony just to send in to share with you all. So I'm not sure if doing it this way is any easier than standing up the front of the church or not, but I'll give it a go. So for those who don't know who I am, my name is Amanda Brown. So married to Graham Brown, and I have a little girl, Abigail. So I'm sure most of you have seen her running up and down the aisle for the kids' song slot. So I'm from Monaghan originally, and just was given this word of testimony. It's not really all about me and what I have done, but it's just a few things of what God has done for me in my life. So I was brought up near Ballybay in County Monaghan, had a Christian family, was brought up going to Sunday school and wee brethren Sunday school meetings, and so we learned lots of the Word of God. When I was seven, almost eight, I remember there was a missionary meeting in a wee hall beside our house. We would have went every evening, every night, to that missionary meeting. It was called Dara. I was preaching at it, and I remember just coming home from that on the last night and just being really really scared. I suddenly realised that there was a heaven and a hell, and I didn't want to go to hell. So I didn't sleep much that night. The next day was actually the start of the camp that my Auntie Essie ran down in Monaghan. So I was probably slightly too young to be going to it, but I was heading off to go anyway, and I remember just being so excited just to go, and knowing that I would just get the opportunity to make things right with God there. So I remember going and straight away running into the house and telling Auntie Essie, and going upstairs in the house there, and meeting with the faith mission workers there that were taking the camp, and they just brought me to the Lord, just did a simple prayer with me, just asked him to forgive my sins and come into my life. That was it, and I was ecstatic. Had a great week at camp, and it probably didn't make that big of difference to me as a 7-8 year old. In my life, just kind of carried on. I was already going to church and Sunday school and camps and everything, and went up through school, and as a teenager went to other church camps and things as well, and really, really enjoyed those and made some really good lifelong friends through them. One of the first big trials in life was probably heading off to university. And it was all very strange for me. I always probably led quite a sheltered life up to that point. And I ended up going to university in Coleraine, and I had to move away from my friends and my family, and just live with complete strangers up there. So it was very strange, very daunting. And as the years went on in university, I can say now that I hadn't give every part of my university life to God. I was trying to still keep God in my life, but still live for myself, and just do things that I wanted to do, and just to try and fit in as well, I suppose. I made some really good friends at university, still really close friends of mine, and the way they lived their life was sometimes very different than the way that I was used to living mine, and I just kind of was curious and wanted to know more about it. But these years of my life, I can, looking back now, see that I'm the one who missed out on different blessings that God had for me in this time, because I hadn't given him every part of my life. But I'd very slowly and easily just slipped into different sinful ways, but I've given these all to God, and I've asked for forgiveness for them. And you know, he he's just wiped the slate clean for all those things I did. So I don't really want to dwell on them too much. But it was when I finished university, me and one of my best friends decided we were going to go backpacking. So I love to travel, love to see the world. And this was a great opportunity before I started working. We were going to go backpacking and all these adventures planned. We started off traveling around America. So we had a great time, met up with different friends and seen lots of great sights. But it was only when I was away from everything that at home, and all the busyness of university and studying and working, and had all this like spare time just to kind of do whatever I wanted to do. I was just felt a real emptiness. I remember just really, it was probably God, you know, talking to me, playing on my conscience, just being really unsettled and that something was really missing in my life. And I remember we were traveling up the California coast, and it was just beautiful. It was amazing. And we stopped at this beach, Trinidad Beach, to watch a sunset. And it was so beautiful. We sat, I climbed up on this big massive rock and just watched the sunset. And I just had this real moment of realizing that that's what I was missing in my life, was giving all of my life to God, like the God that made this amazing world, amazing creation. That he cared about me and my life and what I did with my life and how I lived my life. So I just, there and then, just gave all those things, all those mistakes, all this living for myself. I just gave it all to him. He just forgave me there and then. And it was such a weight was lifted off me. And I had such a joy. The people around me noticed it, and I just had this real hunger that I hadn't had in years, to learn more about God. I remember going to try and find a random bookshop, and I managed to find a Bible. Bought a Bible. I hadn't even brought my Bible with me, and I still use that same Bible, but it's I just remember poring over it and just reading through it so much, just really enjoyed that time with God and getting close to him again. And I'm not saying like I was perfect after that. I still made lots of mistakes. You know, I remember a friend of mine telling me one time this thing that really stuck with me as well about how life is a bit like a tapestry. How when we're living life, we just see the messy back underside of the tapestry. And see all the messy strings and everything, but God sees the plan on the top of the tapestry, what it's going to be like. And you know, it's just trusting his plan for all these things, that even though like we mess up and make a mess, that he can still keep going, and he still makes a beautiful picture on the other side of the tapestry that we'll get to see one day whenever we get to heaven. It's so much in the next few years to be thankful for. Just God bless me so much the next while. I got involved when I came back from traveling. I got a lot more involved in serving God, helping out at camps, and really just really pushed me out of my comfort zone. I really was quite shy naturally, and hated getting up in front and talking to people and doing anything like that. Still not great at it, but just keep pushing myself. But helped with the camps, or just had to get up and do things. And then I decided I'd started working and started doing my master's, and I felt really convicted that all this time that I was spending again studying and working, that I should be using my talents more for God. So I started searching of ways that I could use even my training as a biomedical scientist, what way I could use that to serve him. So I met up with a bunch of people over in England. They had an organisation called EMMA, which is Evangelistic Medical Missions Abroad. So they combined setting up small clinics and in remote places in Africa and stuff. And you know, getting, so people would come to get their ailments treated, but they would hear the gospel as well. So I got involved with them and went on lots of trips with them, and was really, really blessed through that. And made like a whole new family through that too, people that I went on those trips with. And then it was the next big event in my life was I met Graham and we got married. And I got this wonderful second family. And a whole new church family and you guys. So I started coming here to Abbots Cross, and it's been such a blessing to me too. And but I really believe that God brought Graham and into my life at a time in life whenever I really would need him most, and need the support network that came with him most. Not sure how I would have coped in the next few years after meeting and getting married to Graham. It wasn't all plain sailing. There was various different family sicknesses and different trials. And I just don't know, without his support and the support and prayers of people within this church and within both of our families, how I would have got through them. But all these things in the end really have brought me in a closer relationship to God. There's a verse that's quite often quoted when it comes to facing trials. It's in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. I'll just read it out to you. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation, you will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So a lot of the time, people quote the first half of this verse about not being tempted beyond what we are able. But I get great comfort even out of the second half of this, where it says, but with temptation, will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So God, you know, he sets all these things up in our lives that we'll be able to bear these things before they even happen. I'll tell you a bit more about one of the trials that we've been facing this past few years, as the pastor mentioned to you last week. So 2 years ago, I had a mole removed just from the top of my leg. It was a time when I was heavily pregnant with Abigail, so I could barely even see the mole, but it was really itchy, so I got it checked out and got it removed and didn't think much of it. And the results came back that it was melanoma, so it was, even though I knew that's why it was being removed and being tested, it was still like a massive shock that it actually tested positive for melanoma. That was fine. They said they want to take a bit more from around where the mole was and just check if it had spread or not. So I only had a couple of months to go till I was due with Abigail. I was just more eager of getting that done and getting healed up before I had her. So they were very good. They got me back in quickly, got the margins done, and got the results back really quickly, and said the margins were all clear. So in my mind, that was it, done and dusted, and had melanoma, caught it in time, got it removed, and that's all good. On to the next chapter, which had Abigail got caught up in the whirlwind of having a newborn and all that that brings with it. So the next year, just had put it out of my head. I had a year of learning to really fully depend on God. I think having a newborn helped my prayer life, just praying to him day and night, just to give me the patience and get through that stage of life too. Last summertime, I found a lump just in my groin beside where the mole had been. So obviously the first thing that sprung to my mind is, oh, that's probably not good. But Graham, being Mr. Calm that he is, he's reassured me and saying, oh, it'll be all right. So we went anyway and got it checked out, went to the doctor, and they said they were going to do a biopsy of it. They biopsied it, and it came back that it was the melanoma had spread. So we're probably a little bit shocked, because we had kind of thought, probably naively, that because the margins were clear around the mole, that that was it, gone, that it hadn't spread, but it had spread to my lymphatic system. So this node had done its job and caught it, but they said then that we're going to have surgery to remove all the lymph nodes from that area. So this is quite a big operation, so we prepared for that. So it all went smoothly, and they removed 5 nodes, and only one had the melanoma, and it was encapsulated. So that was positive, that it, there's a good chance it might not have spread from the lymph nodes. So that was a hard enough time, because it was quite a big operation. I ended up being in hospital for about a week or so, and which meant Graham was at home with a small child looking after her, but he had to juggle that and getting in to see me. And but we're so thankful just for everyone's prayers and support, and the family support was just amazing. So that it all went smoothly. Had a drain in for a while afterwards, but quickly got mobile again, and then they were discussing treatment options. So they had it removed, but there was an option for a preventative treatment. So we had at this point knew after we'd found out that it was stage 3 melanoma, we had went to the pastor, and it, you know where it says in the Bible to meet with the pastor and the elders, and you know, to pray, and we had a prayer and anointing with oil. So you know, we had a real peace that that had been healed from it, that God had healed me. But you know, we still have to go through these different phases of the surgery and stuff, and just what the medical people are recommending. You know, this could be, you know, the way that God chooses to heal me. So so then they were recommending this preventative treatment that they said would work against this type of melanoma that they can spread. So they started me on the treatment, and they gave me this big mad list of side effects that could come with the treatment. But thankfully they haven't been too bad. I developed cellulitis and ended up for a week back in hospital again, but and I've had a few different spikes and fevers and stuff, but it's nothing too bad. So I've just been working our way through it. And you know, God has really, really been with us, and you know, we've just had a real peace about it, that this is just gonna be the end of it. And even if it isn't, you know, it's all in God's hands. So we're halfway through treatment now, and we had another CT scan last week just there, and we found out then that there's no sign of the cancer anywhere in my body. So it's been amazing news, and just something that we've really just been rejoicing about, that hasn't spread so far. They say if it's going to spread, it should spread in the first couple of years or so. So we're just going to continue on. We've only another 6 months left of the treatment, and things have really settled down side effect wise. I actually think maybe that being a bit more isolated in the house because of the whole COVID thing has actually probably helped me to be resting more and not to be in contact with as many bugs and things. With Abigail was in nursery still, so she was probably bringing home all the bugs of the day. It was probably more the problem than actually the side effects of the tablets. So going really well. So just really thankful for everybody's prayers and support, just being behind us with this. And we just really are wanting to just be rejoicing and thankful to God just for everything he's done for us. So something else that I read recently in a book just that a family friend gave to me was about when Joseph was thrown down into the well, just the imagery of this, that how he was thrown down in the well at this trial, you know, the only way he could look was up. So like trials, I believe, were sent, you know, just to get us to, you know, to look up to God. It's the only really way we can, that we can't just look towards ourselves. As when I look back at my walk with God, it was the times when I was just looking to myself that I made mistakes and missed out on blessings from God. So I believe these trials are sent just to keep us looking up and focusing on Him. And yeah, we're just really rejoicing for all His goodness to us. And so thank you all for listening. And we'll hopefully see you all in person soon. Love you all lots. Bye.